Today is the fifth week in Tob. With the fifth week in Tob, it's in our other reading of the Coptic calendar. And the Coptic reading, it's different because if we have today is the fifth week, usually we have four Sundays only in per month. But it's unusual that we have a fifth week. And when we have like a fifth week like this, we have to read the gospel of today of St. John, of the feeding the multitude. And this gospel named or called, we call this gospel the gospel of the blessings. We call this one the blessings, the gospel of blessings. Actually, the blessings, because when Jesus Christ came and he asked his disciple, and first we need that to give to the people, to the multitude, some food before leave. And the answer from the older disciple said, how we can feed all these people? There are like more than 5,000 people at this time. And if we ask ourselves, really, how God help us during our life? For example, we ask in first, if we have any problem or if we have something unusual in our life and we expect that this will be solved, but we have to ask God. Sometimes God was late, but the problem that we have to ask again and again. Sometimes we are bored and we have to finish the prayer quickly and we have to stop asking God again. And God like was looking to me and asking, what you are doing, Habibi? Still you have to ask again and again and again. I need to hear your voice. Maybe God ask you or put this problem or this issue or whatever or however, whatever we have, what we have, because he needs that you come again to him. And I will go from the blessings to what we said yesterday, because yesterday we had a spiritual day with for the servant and the deacons, and we talked about Nehemiah. And to know that our church, for this church now, for the mission, and the mission of 2016 is let us rise up and build. And first think what Nehemiah did is when he found that a lot of problems and he had to build again the fence of the Jerusalem and there is a lot of problem, first of all he said, I need to go to God and I need to praise to God, I need to pray to God. Then first of all I have to learn then whatever where we are and however what happened to me, and in any time, I have to raise my hand and I have to ask God his help. If I need the blessings, like what we read this day about the five bread and two small fishes, that you can imagine that how we have to ask God to help us. Then first of all, I have to pray. I have to pray. And I have to recognize that God loves me. We have to recognize that God loves me. The second point, after we have to pray to God, to take the blessings, we have also to meet God. If I need, because what happened to the multitude? They went and meet God. They need to, in first, to hear his voice. Then I heard his voice by I open the door of my room, and I go inside my room and I pray to God by myself or with my family. This is first one. The second one, I have also to hear his voice and to meet him and to meet God especially here in the church, when we have in the church, when we meet God, when we take the communion. Then first of all, we have to pray. Without praying, and for example, sometimes some people come to me, God didn't accept or didn't hear my voice. I tried to entreat, I have to demand a lot of things, but he didn't accept, he didn't answer. And then my second question is, Habibi, what you did? You pray a lot? Yes, I prayed a lot. I asked him a lot. طب ممكن تقول لي ازاي? Tell me like, in the morning, مثلا, أرشم الصليب and I'm telling, أنا عايز كذا. And that's it? This is only what you have to do? To ask only? Only to pray for like 1 minute or 2 minutes only to God and you and He has to answer you? Never. It will never happen. Then if I need to know God, if I need to know God, I have in first two, pray. Thank you. Then first I have to pray. I will share with you what we said before with the, in first with the youth, because we already did a small, I will share with you a small part from this one, from the presentation, and also the small presentation I mix it between yesterday of Nehemiah and last before 2 weeks ago with the youth about how to know God, how to find God. Then first of all, if I'm talking about God, if you didn't, you can't taste by yourself, you will never know exactly what happened. Saint Basil the Great said, as it is impossible to verbally describe the sweetness of honey to one who has never tasted honey, so the goodness of God cannot be clearly communicated by way of teaching if we ourselves are not able to penetrate into the goodness of the Lord by our own experience. It means that Saint Basil explained, if I'm talking about God now and I'm telling you how to meet Him and how to listen His voice and how is it sweet exactly when I'm talking about the honey and you never taste before the honey, then how I can explain this? You will never know what the taste of honey. Only after you taste, you take a small piece or a small, like spoon from the honey, to taste exactly when we have asked, when we need to go, we need to know God. Then we have to put God as a strong core. It means that the hub. Before, when I was working at telecommunication engineer, there is a problem. We have a big problem in a small device named hub. The hub is the center of all the communication of all the other equipments. Like, for example, it communicates to hundreds of other equipments. If something happened in this small device, it's a small device. If something happened to this small device, they will never receive any signal from the hub and they can't communicate altogether. Exactly when we put God at the hub of our life, the core of our life, we can't communicate to other things. We can't communicate to the people. We can't do our job. We can't go to study. We can't go to do anything in our life without God. Then I have to put God in the middle as a core. Then, as I said before, God loves me and I have to recognize that God, I have to focus on God. God, and I have to know how I meet God, and especially in the liturgy. The second is the sin. The sin is a separation between me and between God. You can say Mark the ascetic said, the devil makes small sins seem smaller in our eyes, for otherwise he can't lead us to greater evil. What does it mean? If, for example, I'm cheating, or I'm telling bad words with a small one, or I swear, or I do something small, the devil tries to tell me, it's a small sin, don't worry. It's a small sin, why I have to take care about this? it will never make anything in your life. And you have to understand this. Why you are bother yourself? But the problem is a sin. If I need the blessings of God, I have to search inside myself and I have to know what is exactly the small sin I have. It's exactly when it explained clearly, when God explained the small foxes. Take care about the small foxes. That's why we have to know if we are, for example, we lie. And some people like come to me, Abuna, we lie because we have to, it's normal. It's a small thing, why? I can't say the reality, for example, or the fact. No, I lie. For example, the lie is a small sin. For me, it's a small, or for the people, not me for sure, small sin. But can I explain to you something? There is no small and big sin. All the sin are, the sins are same, in the same level before God. If I fell in sin, it's the same. And this, what is the consequences of the sins? The separation from God. And then some people come to me, Abuna, I can't hear the voice of God. Yeah, Habibi, for sure. Let's go deeply inside you. And let's see what is exactly inside you. And we will see the small foxes, the small sins. Who separate myself? Abuna, I can't go and I can't pray. We have to know what is the problem coming from where. Then one of this we have is a separation from God. If I need to take the blessing from God, as what happened exactly, that all the people, the multitude, have sinned. And when they need to hear the voice of God, they ask him first to go. They went with him and they heard his voice, his topics or his speech. Then after this, I think that they put everything, every single sin under his feet. That's why God gives them the blessings. Then we have also to know God more about how to read the Bible. When you open the Bible, you will find God. When you open the Bible, you will find the blessing of God. When you open the Bible, you will find the comfort from God. When you open the Bible, you'll find yourself with God. Then never pass a day without open your Bible, without hear his voice from the Bible. Why I'm telling this now, especially during the Mass? Because we decide in the church that we will do, like, let us rise up and build. And we are focused now on 4 points. First of all, the liturgy. You will see from now until the end of the year, God willing, we will talk about the liturgy. We will talk about the rites of the church, the rite of the Orthodox Coptic Church, about the liturgy, and we will encourage all the kids and all of you, the families, to come again to the church and to attend the liturgy to meet God and to take the communion, who is Holy Body and Precious Blood. And this is our goal. The second goal is we have to open the Bible and to read. We have again to open the Bible and to read. And we do now like a program with a kids to ensure that they read the Bible. And we decided yesterday that we will read all together in the church the Epistle Romans of St. Paul. The first epistle in the Bible of St. Paul, the Romans, for in February. Then all the congregation, the servants, and also all the deacons and the priests, they will read all together this. The third one is the unity and the love. For the fourth is love, and I put it in 1 point. And the unity in one point, when we have we must work together and pray together. And we decide that we will do a prayer On Tuesday, you know that we have a prayer meeting, and we will do from 8 to 8:30 to take any to give the opportunity to other people who can finish their work and come. If you can't come to the church from 8 to 8:30, then please take your family or by yourself and go inside the room and pray. Again, we have to all pray together. We pray for the church. We pray for our kids, to save our kids here in North America. Also, we pray for the, all the services here in the church. And also, we pray for our Coptic church in all the world. Then we must work together. Then that's why this is exactly what Nehemiah, what we said yesterday, that Nehemiah and the people able to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem in 52 days only. You can imagine that a wall of Jerusalem was built in these days in only 52 days. What the means of this one? It means that all the unity, and this is what we have to do now. Then we have to work all together at the one hand, and we have to pray all together. Then we will read the Bible all together, the Romans. We will pray together on Tuesday from 8 to 8:30. And let's see the blessings of God, how God will feed all the people, 5,000 people, by only 5 bread and 2 fishes. Then this is our target. Let us rise up and build and to see the blessing of God, and glory be to God forever.
Σοφία Θεό προσχωμέν, Κυρία Λαϊσόν, Κυρία Λαϊσόν, χαινόμεθ μη.
I'm honing a man of God.